Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I always like to ask kids what they did over the summer with the school year underway. We know Danny Hagan's a multi-sport athlete, softball and basketball in the summer, but she also won a state essay contest. Congratulations. Take it away. Tell us what you did this summer with that.
Thank you. I wrote an essay back in February, and the topic was what national monument means the most to me. And I wrote about the Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, and I got a letter this summer saying that I had won, so I went down to Springfield and went to their conference.
And it's officially the Department of Illinois American Legion Auxiliary Essay Contest, and with the win in the 11th and the 12th grade division, a $1,200 scholarship. So elaborate a little bit why the Vietnam Memorial is the most important monument to you.
Well, when I was thinking about what I wanted to write about, I thought about when I went to D.C. after 8th grade, and that was the monument that stuck out to me. Just, it was overwhelming seeing all the names on it and learning about how they weren't treated very well at the time of the war. I thought it meant a lot to have that monument there.
All right. So you even do homework over the summer. Good for good for you. All right. What about basketball and softball stuff? Over the summer, transitioning from the high school season. I know you play the Blue Crew, I think, locally here. And then I know there were some summer basketball stuff with the Golden Eagles. How'd summer go for you?
Summer was fun, as usual. I ended the summer getting surgery on my leg, so that was no sports since then. But hopefully I'll be up and going by basketball season.
So what is involved now for the timeline coming back in some of the rehab or physical therapy?
Well, they told me that I will be ready to go by the time basketball comes, but I have to go to physical therapy and keep working on it until that is true.
And you told me off the air, physical therapy is kicking my butt. Explain how. Physical therapy's tough when people don't realize when you're trying to come back from an injury and play at a high level athletically.
Yeah, after I had surgery, you sit around for about 2 weeks doing nothing because you can't do anything, and then you go back to physical therapy and do a lot of stuff, so it's kind of shocking for your body.
All right, approaching your senior year here, and we're talking to you in late August. Has any of that sunk in? Because I tell you, you're going to remember this interview and say, well, Taylor told me that this senior year would go quickly, and it'll be senior night in girls basketball or senior night in softball, and you'll say this thing is over. So are you letting that sink in a little bit more? And I know it's just still early in the school year.
Well, I think about it, but I don't think it's really sunk in yet because, I don't know, it's a lot.
Yeah, and you have a lot to decide because I know a high-level academic student. Some people today don't realize kind of what goes on with the college process and scholarships and financial aid and all that type of stuff. Tell us how you're approaching that or what, because you haven't made a decision yet, I assume, right?
No, I haven't made a decision. I'm looking, and I've scheduled some college visits that I'm going to go on and narrow it down. There's a lot of things that go into it that I haven't made the decision yet.
All right. Well, Danny officially has one win already in her senior year, and it came in kind of an academic thing, though, as winning the Department of Illinois American Legion Auxiliary Essay Contest and a $1,200 scholarship to go with that. Congratulations, and we'll see you around when the basketball season gets here. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Danny Hagans joining us on WRMJ.